Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kiara. Are you calling to get roadside assistance?
Hi, Kiara. Yes, I'm calling to get some information about it.
What kind of information, if you don't mind me asking?
My truck is actually disabled, and it is in one location, and I need it to be in a different location. I wanted to know how far is my roadside assistance tow covered with my coverage, and if it's further than what is allowed in my coverage, how do I pay for that?
Okay, so I don't know how many miles. Well, I don't know what you are covered for. And just for an example, say if you're only covered for like 15 miles. Okay, anything after whatever you cover for, you have to pay out of pocket. Most providers charge like $10 a mile. Some charge 12. Some may even charge 15. So it's depending on the provider.
Okay, so how do I figure that out?
Well, I can help you. So, okay, I can just take some information from you. Usually your insurance agent will tell you what you are covered for. That's nothing that we know on our end, unless we're creating the whole ticket. But I can create a ticket to see what you are covered for.
Okay.
And verify your first and your last name. Spell it for me.
My first and last name is Marie Huger. First name is spelled M-A-R-I-E. Last name is spelled, it's the word huge with an R on the end.
What's a good callback number in case we are disconnected?
404-452-5429.
That's 404-452-5429.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like to receive mobile test updates with the driver information?
Sure.
Okay, Mrs. Indetta Ray Smith, like 1 second.
Okay.
Start with the year. What's the year make and model of the vehicle?
It's a 2012 Jeep Compass.
What color?
It's red.
What's going on with the vehicle?
It is disabled. My transmission went out.
Will it start?
Yes, it will start.
So four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
It is four-wheel drive.
Will you be on scene with the keys when the driver arrives?
No, I will not. The keys are actually with the vehicle.
Where are the keys going to be located in the vehicle?
They will probably be with the receptionist at the front desk, or somebody would probably be standing there with the truck with the keys in their hand.
And, okay, give me 1 second. Can I have the address to where the vehicle is located?
Where the vehicle is located right now is, hold on, I'm sorry. It is, Jesus, 1494 Old Salem Road Southeast, and that's in Conyers, Georgia, 30013.
Is this Mega Works? What's the name of that business?
It is called, hold on, I'm sorry. Mega Works Auto.
And can I have the address where you're taking the vehicle?
The vehicle will be going to 4960 Cottage Grove Place. That's in Union City, Georgia, 30291.
4960 College Grove Place, 30291.
Yes, ma'am.
Definitely not showing up in the system. One second. Is this a residence?
Yes, it is.
Okay, cottage. One second. Union City?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your benefits only cover you for 25 miles. You're above your benefits by 12 miles. It may be. Give me a second. It may be like around 180, 150 range.
Okay. Alrighty. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you wish to proceed?
Yes, I would like to proceed. The business is actually not open. I'm just getting a message back from the owner saying that the business is not open today. I thought they were going to be open today. So he's not open until Monday. So what would be the process? The same thing I just did. I just call and schedule what I pay with you, or how do I pay the overage?
Give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sorry about that.
So
you can call back in. I'm just gonna give you your ticket number. They already know all this stuff is gonna be in the system. So they already know you are above your benefits by 12 miles unless you change locations where the vehicle is going. When you call back in on Monday, you would just give them that ticket number, let them know that you already have a ticket number open. And
okay.
It may be a different quote because it'd be different prices, like, you know, like morning, evening, night. So they charge different prices at different times.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
On demand. I figured that. Okay. So, I'm sorry. Did you already generate a ticket number or?
I already got a ticket number. I'm ready whenever you are.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready now.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm just notating that you would call back in on Monday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 4, 6. Okay, so that ticket number is 111.
Yes.
85.
Yes.
831.
831. 111-85-831.
Yes, ma'am. So when you call
All
back
right.
in on Monday, you're going to provide them that ticket number. You can just say, I got a ticket number. I called in on Saturday, and they're just going to look up that ticket number and get you dispatched out.
Thank you so much. Is it Kiara, I think you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I hope this is being recorded. You have been very, very helpful for me.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You as well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.